Merry Christmas, one and all. This is Kurt Frankum from Leading LDS, and this morning is the morning of Christmas Eve, and I was on the treadmill over at the gym and thought of an idea of what I wanted to share this morning. I wasn't planning on making any more podcasts until after Christmas, but had an idea, and I didn't want to take the time away from my family to go over to an office or someplace that's quiet. And so you're getting a candid episode. Oh, and there she is, Ms. Devery Frankum, who's my 2.5-year-old, and is excited for, guess what, Devery? Santa Claus comes tonight. Are you excited? She nods her head. That doesn't make for good radio, but anyway, so I am in my home. You get the background sounds of what Christmas Eve sounds in my family. And it really isn't much, unless this 2-year-old acts up. So, but I wanted to share a few thoughts I had. One, as I was running on the treadmill, I was finishing a movie that was put out by BYU TV a few years ago, back in 2012, called Silent Night. And I never got around to watching it until this year. And little did I know, it wasn't just a movie about the author of the famous Christmas hymn and carol, Silent Night, but it was also a strong leadership story. And so if you're wondering what to do maybe tonight with your family to welcome the spirit and, you know, really put on the Christmas spirit in your home, go to BYU TV and watch this. They have it for free, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but and they also have the making of Silent Night, which I'm looking forward to watching. But really strong leadership principles in that movie, and a great story about a famous Christmas carol. And another thought I had as I was running at 8.1 miles per hour, about thinking of all the rolls and yams and turkey and ham that I'll be eating later on tonight with my family, knowing that I'd burn those off. I also thought of my remarks that I gave this past Sunday. As many of you probably had, is a sacrament meeting, you know, focused on Christmas, obviously. 'Tis the season. And I, too, had this. We had many songs and hymns that were musical numbers that were shared. Really, really fantastic meeting. And then there were about 5 to 10 minutes at the end when I stood and shared some thoughts. And the thoughts I shared were in regards to Saint Nicholas, and not the mythical character that we all see in the Coca-Cola ads and the red suit, but the actual Saint Nicholas. And as a child growing up, I was always I was a believer in the man in the red suit for longer than I care to admit. But my mom never really sat me down and spilled the beans, if you will. And I really appreciate that. She allowed it to happen organically and allowed me to hold on to whatever magic was in Christmas that I could. And because of that, I feel there's more magic in Christmas today. And so one takeaway I want you to get before I share my remarks from Sunday is don't jump too soon on spilling the beans to your children, and even don't even do it at all, because the reality is Saint Nicholas actually did exist, and there's some great stories behind who he was and the man he was. And the remarks that I share now, this is actually a recording from my from sacrament meeting, my remarks there, but this comes from, which I'll link to, biography.com. I just found a simple explanation of who St. Nicholas was when he lived and what made him so famous that is now morphed into the character that he is. But I think the man that he really was is a representative of Jesus Christ. So here is my remarks from December 21st, 2014 in my sacrament meeting. In conclusion, with the last few minutes we have, I want to share some thoughts and my testimony of Jesus Christ and of Christmas. Now, this in February, I'll be doing this bishop thing for 4 years now.
And typically, as tradition is generally in the church, and especially in this stake, is usually 5 years they let you move out and actually get a house and move on with life. So we're shooting for that. But I don't know if you ever considered what happens to a bishop if he is never released. And the children may be interested in knowing this, because there's a story of a man who was a bishop who was never released. And what happened to him affects our life every year around Christmas time. This bishop was originally known as Saint Nicholas. He was born in Patara, a land that is part of the present-day Turkey. And you children may not know this, but if you know our stake president, President Bullitt, he is from Turkey. Doesn't really look like Saint Nick, but he's from Turkey. Now, Saint Nicholas was a Christian bishop who helped the needy. Some say his legend of his gift-giving grew after his death, but many believe he never died and continues to live today. Saint Nicholas transformed into the legendary Santa Claus who brings Christmas presents to children around the world. In his early life, Saint Nicholas was born circa 280 AD in Patara, Lycia, an area that is part of present-day Turkey. He lost both of his parents as a young man and reportedly used his inheritance to help the poor and the sick. A devout Christian, he later served as Bishop of Myra, because that was the name of his ward, I don't know, which was the city that is now called Demmer. He had a reputation there are many stories of St. Nicholas in this city. One story tells about how he helped three poor sisters. Their father did not have enough money to pay their dowries and thought of selling them into servitude. Three times, St. Nicholas secretly went into their house at night and put a bag of money inside. The man used the money so that one of his daughters could marry. On the third visit, the man saw St. Nicholas and thanked him for his kindness. He also reportedly saved three men who were falsely imprisoned and sentenced to death. Several sources state St. Nicholas is believed to have died on December 6, 343, but many argue he simply disappeared to a land up north. Over the years, stories of his miracles and works for the poor spread to other parts of the world. He became known as the protector of children and sailors, and was associated with gift-giving. He was a popular saint in Europe until the time of the Reformation in the 1500s, a religious movement that led to the creation of Protestantism, which turns away from the practice of honoring saints. Saint Nicholas, however, remained an important figure in Holland. The Dutch continued to celebrate the feast day of Saint Nicholas on December 6th. It was a common practice for children to put their shoes out the night before. In the morning, they would discover the gifts that St. Nicholas had left there for them. Dutch immigrants brought St. Nicholas, known to them as Sint Nicolaas, or by his nickname, Sinterklaas, and his gift-giving ways they brought to America in the 1700s. In America, St. Nicholas went through many transformations, and eventually Sinterklaas became Santa Claus. Instead of giving gifts on December 6th, he became part of the Christmas holiday. In the 1820 poem, An Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Moore, he is described as a jolly, heavy man who comes down the chimney to leave presents for deserving children and drives a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. It is even rumored that the cartoonist Thomas Nast once got a glimpse of Santa Claus, and he was known to be the first one of drawing Santa as wearing a red suit with white fur trim. Once a kind, charitable bishop, St. Nicholas had become the Santa Claus we know today. And so I look forward to the day I'm released, because I could never perform such a duty or be such a saint. Many of these facts that I have stated, and they are definitely facts, tell the story of this wonderful man who was born long ago and is now known for his charity and service, and is now a representation of our Savior Jesus Christ, the man who comes and gives, not because he's paid to do so or gets anything in return, but simply because he has grace to give and grace to save. May I challenge you again that in this season, you too can become an image, a representation of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the man born as a baby, such in humble circumstances. Just like St. Nicholas, who was born just a man, but through his actions became something greater. Jesus Christ, born not just a man, but also a God, and through his actions, saved the entire world and more. I have such a deep love for my Savior. As I hear these songs, all I can think of is his grace, his love. I felt it in my life. I felt his love envelop me in the moments where I don't know what's going to happen next. And in those moments when I decide to serve my fellow man, I feel like Santa Claus. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and hope that your home is filled with love and family and friends. And if it's not, you should let me know, and we can see if we can fix that. I have a deep testimony of the greatest gift that Jesus Christ gave to this world, his atonement, later his gospel, his restoration of this church, his ordinances, one that we've witnessed today on this side of the room and another we've witnessed today on this side of the room, both blessing our lives and making us more like our Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to use my presiding authority and change the closing hymn. This meeting, Sister Cottrell mentioned that her favorite Christmas hymn is Silent Night. And I thought, you know what, I don't think we've sang that yet in our Saturday meeting. So, closing hymn will be Silent Night. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Christmas, and I hope that the spirit of St. Nicholas is prominent in your home, for he is nothing more than a representation of our Savior Jesus Christ. And so when that time comes, when you want to spill the beans to your kids about the legend of Santa Claus, don't tell him he doesn't exist. He did exist. He was a wonderful saint that inspired individuals to be like Jesus Christ. I sure appreciate everybody that's contributed to the mission of leading LDS in this past year. And I know 2015 will bring many additions and a stronger resource, but I sure appreciate those that have contributed. And if you want to contribute more, please reach out to me. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And until next time, be a leader, not a calling.